I speak to you in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Please be seated. Welcome. Welcome to the first Sunday of the Christian year. We begin today a new season, a new year, and this year we go back to the beginning of our three-year cycle in the lectionary. We leave behind the Gospel of Luke and begin a year-long journey through the Gospel according to Matthew. Our lesson today from the Gospel of Matthew sounds an ominous note, announcing that the Son of Man will come at an unexpected hour, like a thief in the night. This is a heavier note than we might want to hear at the start of a new year. Just as the rest of the world is singing Deck the Halls, we're hearing about judgment. The suggestion that judgment is headed our way doesn't fit with business as usual. It is said that here at the beginning of Advent, we stand in this strange place that exists between two different worlds. There is the world that cannot imagine Christ at all. And then there is the world in which he comes to be the only reality we have. I think we're all pretty familiar with that first world, the world of business as usual, the world that cannot imagine Christ. It has very little time, very little attention for recognizing God's existence. In that world, we are busy carrying on with our lives, eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, watching football games. In that world, very little has changed since the time when Jesus spoke those words and since Paul interpreted them in his letter to the Romans, calling on us to set aside the works of darkness and to put on the armor of light. What was true about distractions of material gratification in those days is still true today, maybe now more than ever. The works of darkness cast a shadow on the world that threatens to overcome our attempts to let this little light of ours shine. It's interesting to me that we hear about that other world, the world that we say must know Christ because there is no other reality there. We hear about that world from Isaiah, the Old Testament prophet who had never heard of Jesus Christ. Of course, we believe that the same Spirit who speaks through a prophet's words is the same Spirit who speaks through the New Testament. At any rate, Isaiah tells us that in those days to come, we will learn God's ways so that we may walk in God's paths. Isaiah continues suggesting that the Lord's ways will lead us to peace and justice, guiding us to walk in the light of the Lord. The season of Advent focuses on themes of light in the darkness. The light that comes into the darkness is, of course, Jesus. We spend the 4 weeks of Advent moving from the world that does not know the light of Christ toward that moment on Christmas Day when we read the prologue from John's Gospel. And we hear again the assurance that what came into being through God was life, and this life was the light of the human race. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness does not overcome it. Frederick Buechner says that what is coming upon the world is the light of the world. It is Christ. And there is comfort in that. The challenge is that it hasn't come completely yet. The hope for it has come. The longing for it has come. In the meantime, we are often in the dark. And the dark, God knows, is also in us. We watch and we wait for a holiness to heal us and to hallow us, to liberate us from the dark. Soon, we always ask, soon come Jesus. But for the time being, darkness is where we are much of the time. Advent is a season when the church can no longer contain its unbearable, unfulfilled desire for the light of Christ. And the cry of longing bursts forth. O come, Emmanuel, be God with us. God with us is what Emmanuel means. Emmanuel, God with us, is the light that scatters the darkness from before us. Emmanuel, God with us, is the light that overcomes the dark within us. In Advent, we recognize that our longing will not be satisfied right now. So we wait. We wait. We wait for three visitations of our Lord. We wait for three different ways in which Jesus will come to us. We wait for the celebration of the first coming. The first advent of Jesus is the incarnation. The birth of the baby Jesus, our celebration of that first advent of the Lord with the beloved stories and songs and traditions of Christmas, is the most familiar of the three visitations that we await. We also live in the anticipation of the final coming of Christ. This ultimate Advent, which is described in our reading today from the Gospel as unexpected, is the second visitation for which we wait. Barbara Brown Taylor says that ours may be the generation that finally sees Jesus come riding in on the clouds. Or we may meet him the same way generations before us have, one by one by one, as we close our eyes for the last time. Either way, our lives are in God's hands. Either way, God leaves the living of them to us. In the living of the life that God holds out to us, we prepare ourselves for the third Advent. This is the daily visitation of the risen Lord, who comes to us in the sacraments, in our prayers, and in every person we encounter. Advent is a time of preparation for the living of our lives according to this gospel hope, taking the light that Jesus brings to us and letting it shine through us. Each of these Sunday mornings in Advent, we will light candles on the Advent wreath to remind us that the light of Christ grows in the darkening winter and brings us hope, peace, joy, and love. Now, Mary Beth Johnstone and I have worked together to provide resources for you to take Advent home with you and to invite the daily visitation of Jesus there as you prepare and wait for Christmas to come. We'll be making Advent wreaths later after this service that you can take home, and I hope you'll join us for that. Lunch is provided. If you can't stay for the festival, please feel free to take an Advent at Home booklet with you. They're available in the narthex. Holy Trinity will also be participating in the online global Advent calendar. This is a project of the Society of St. John the Evangelist. I'll be posting images on our Facebook and Twitter feeds, With the hashtag Advent word of the day between now and Christmas, and I hope that some of you will join me in posting your images and meditations on the word of the day. On Sunday, September 11th, that's December 11th, at 6 o'clock, we'll be celebrating a service of Advent lessons and carols at St. Paul's. Our choir, instrumentalists, will be leading us in that, and it will be an evening of scripture and music in the very best of the Anglican choral tradition, which is a glorious part of our heritage. And of course, we'll be here each and every Sunday of Advent, preparing, watching, waiting, lighting candles. I appeal to you, my brothers and sisters, to join with the church as we step away from business as usual and lean into something extraordinary, something that is very hard to find in this world, the one that doesn't know Christ. Wait. Watch for the light to grow in the darkness. Pray for the light to grow within yourself. Slow down. Take it easy when you can. Be quiet.